I remember being very sad when my father got very ill, and he had to disrupt his profession in Windhoek, and we had to go to Cape Town, and everything fell apart then.
How so?
Well, he was ill, and he died in hospital there. He was operated on, and apparently it was terminal.
And your mother was...
Oh, mother was desolate, absolutely desolate. She was crazy about him. They were a very happy, happy couple. Ideally happy, the two of them.
You don't recall, other than minor tiffs, you don't recall them?
No, absolutely not, no. Except through my brother. My brother was a disrupting influence in the family. He was a rebel. He would never conform to any sort of, you might say, family life discipline. You know, he was always running around. He was a real delinquent. He didn't get into trouble with the law, but he was what you might call a family delinquent. He didn't conform to the family spirit at all.
Did he? Do you think he resented you?
He was what?
Do you think he resented you?
Oh, not at all. No, I never had that feeling at all, because we were always very friendly. There was never any tension between us. Sibling rivalry, you mean? No.
Well, the fact that you seemed to fit in better, or were...
No, I was more of a conformist in that respect. No, but I never had the slightest feeling that Eric resented me, or resented whatever success I may have had.
Now, he stayed in South Africa.
And he was very successful by himself. He was one of the top radio personalities of South Africa for many years.
Did he come to the U.S. at all?
No, never. No. I wanted him to come over, but he never managed to come here,
so
somehow.
He didn't have the same kind of...
urge.
More hill to...
No, he went to London and acted and worked with the BBC for some time. Mm-hmm. But he was extremely successful. He was a national hero in South Africa. Mm-hmm. Tremendous. They still remember him very well there.
Yes. What exactly happened with him?
What?
Well, he left the radio or was pushed out or something?
I think he was pushed out, and that destroyed him.
Well, I mean, a matter of a new style or program?
I don't know. I don't know exactly what happened. He just came to the end of it, and he had a radio school there, even when he was still active. But what happened exactly, I don't know. He had no pension or anything, but I think he did quite well even after he left, because he was so well known. He used to do a lot of emceeing for shows and that type of thing. And I think he used to do an occasional broadcast.
How was your father died in
1922.
Mm-hmm. What was your response to that? I mean, your mother was distraught.
Well, I was naturally sad. I felt a great sense of loss. But of course, when you're 17 or 18, the world is opening up for you, you know. You don't feel these things as it's not such a poignant loss as...
What do you recall about your father? I mean, as a person?
He was a very, very intelligent and a very sober-minded sort of person. And he always used to tell me that the truth was always a wavy line between two extremes. He said there was no such thing as one side being absolutely right or the other side being absolutely wrong. So there was always some meeting point in the middle that you could compromise on, because there was no such thing as absolute certainty about anything.
Do you recall him as, you say, sober-minded? Was he humorous?
Yes. Intelligent, very tolerant, and very popular with people.
And yet he also was moving.
Oh, yes, well, of course, his greatest move, of course, was to South Africa.
Yeah.
And then after having made all that money, he naturally wanted to get back to Europe, because it wasn't sort of a life there in that bloody desert town of Swakopmund. It was a miserable place.
So he was...
And if the war hadn't broken out, we would have had a marvelous life there.
Mm-hmm.
You see? He was successful as a dentist. But the goddamn war screwed up everything.
Well, that gets back to my feeling about the role that wars have in...
Oh, it's the most disruptive factor in the world.
But you see, it disrupts some people's lives and makes them worse, but it provides opportunities for those who
yes,
don't have
but not the people who are in the fighting lines or who are actually in a country that loses the war.
You were not called to fight in the Second World War.
I was called in and I was disqualified. I was 4F because of my punctured eardrum. I had scarlet fever when I was a little boy in Swakopmund.
Yeah.
This left me with otitis media, as they call it, you know. I've got 50% hearing in the left ear.
Is that a very painful
disease? No, well, it was a damn nuisance.
I mean,
it used to suppurate every once in a while. I'd blow my nose through my ear, you know.
It could be dangerous. I mean,
no, I don't think it was particularly dangerous. I never got, I never had any infection through it. It was just a nuisance. And it was only within the last 2 years that a doctor cleared it up completely. So I've had no problem with it at all.